Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not streaming here. All right. Hello again. This is Fernando Poniente on Monday night. Thank you. It's Monday night, 9 p.m. here in Wisconsin Hills, Wisconsin, the U.S. of A. I would like to thank you for tuning in on the BlogTalkRadio.com. Tonight's show is going to be interested. Well, it's always interested every night. That's right. I like to keep them interesting. Tonight we're going to be talking about, let's talk about Transformer 2. Have you guys seen it? Huh? Seen it? Huh? You've seen Transformer 2, the one with the robots? Just kidding. Yeah, if you've seen that, call me 347-884-8125, and we can talk about it. You know, don't spoil it for me, though. You know, I just want you to, like, maybe let's talk about the old one. What's the difference from that to this one, to that Transformer 2? Also, we have music lined up tonight. I think I'm going to play an El Producto Soprano. I didn't get to play that last time, so I'm going to try to play that today. You know, the speaker bump. And also I'm going to play the music for, let me check out the list here. I have the speaker bump will be there. Ooh, A Holy Man by the Soapbox Project. Derek Remnant of Soapbox Project. We'll play that, hey? How would you like that? I bet you do like that. We have Sports Recap by the Pintos Playhouse. Hopefully you'll call later on in the show. Sports Recap. And also we might have also the Real Estate Update by Nate Mathis. So I have those two calling. And also we might, see. I haven't confirmed that with my guest. But we might have Nikki Waters. Well, Nikki Papers. I'm sorry. Did I say Nikki Waters? Nikki Papers of MontaukMonsters.com, you know, up in the East Coast there. If you don't know Montauk, I suggest you Google it, because I would not have time to explain that for you, or to you. So, but we'll start off, we're also going to cover, like, some weird things and strange news and current events, you know. Let's tell you about a lot of stuff. Ooh, let's talk about Honduras. You know, if you guys don't know what's going on in Honduras, you're probably hiding under a rock. Just kidding. You probably don't know, or just plain don't care. You know Zelaya, the ousted Zelaya, the President Zelaya, you know, of Honduras? And, you know, he was accused of manipulating the Honduran Constitution. So, you know, the interim you know, the government, Congress, and all that, and took up arms and kicked him out. You know, because that's what he's trying. He was actually trying to be a president to the infinity and beyond. Sounds like a Toy Story there. Well, the crisis actually in Honduras escalated yesterday, as the post-president Manuel Zelaya attempted to force his way back into the country. This despite of the Honduran government warning to stay out, telling him that, you know, hey, you have no room here and you have no authority to be in Honduras. You know, if you ousted out, if you're a president and someone kicked you out of your country, I mean, you don't get that. So he's trying to I mean, well, Zelaya has actually tried hard to get the United States on their side. He actually did it. And actually, you know, Obama and them, the administration is saying that you know, he has the right to return to Honduras. So, the military blocked him anyway. The plane fly to Managua, Nicaragua instead. See, Zelaya is, you know, the same cahoot with Fidel Castro and Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, the Chavista, what you call it. But in Honduras, it's actually Zelaya's supporters, and they showed in force at the airport in clash with the military. Well, actually leaving one dead and 30 injured. So the news says, in a high-stakes standoff that played out in the skies over Honduras, the airplane carrying ousted President Manuel Zelaya was forced circled the nation's main airport twice before flying away Sunday evening after the coup leaders who deposed Zelaya blocked his landing with troops on the runway. The turn back of Zelaya's white jet left thousands of supporters shouting in disappointment and anger. Minutes earlier, security forces fired tear gas and bullets at the crowd to keep demonstrators away from the airport, which was surrounded by soldiers and military vehicles. The Red Cross said 30 people were injured, wounded, and, you know, they got hurt. But there were conflicting reports about fatalities, and that's what the AP said. Why not let him land? You're asking that? Apparently, the military and the new government worried about making an arrest in a tarmac with Zelaya's traveling companion, with UN Assembly, General Assembly President Miguel Escoto Bachmann, and the second plane carrying the president of Paraguay and the secretary of the OAS. A show of military force aimed at foreign heads of state would be a casus belli, a handy excuse for invasion by foreign troops. Unfortunately, the decision of that strategy shut down air traffic across Honduras. So, rumors had Nicaraguan troops approaching the border, presumably stole their lives by force. So they are thinking about invading Honduras, the Nicaraguas. Later in the day, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega denied it, and Roberto Micheletti, which is, you know, the new Honduras president, or the acting president, well, to me, he's the president because they appointed him to be a president. He acknowledged that only a few troops without their commanders had drifted towards the border. That's what he said. Micheletti warned Nicaragua and other nations not to interfere with what Micheletti deemed an internal matter, or the interference would produce bloodshed. So that's gonna be, we're looking at the possible, like, you know, war down of a neighboring country down the south. And, you know, the United States and Obama's administration, it's a right, you know, they got their nose into it and hands into it. Many people may not have known that Zelaya's flight started from Washington, where he apparently had set up his office in exile. Rudy, in Washington. Zelaya's actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but Zelaya wants, you know, he wants to be the president of, he wants what Hugo Chavez did to the Venezuela. See, Hugo Chavez can run for president, you know, to infinity. And that's what Zelaya was trying to do. He was caught doing it, you know, or, you know, a lot of the Congress and the people didn't want him to do that. I mean, who would want him? Could you imagine? I mean, right. So, many people have not known, so you don't know. Well, a lot of people don't even know that flight, that Zelaya came from Washington. He has his office there. But the White House officials told the Washington Post about that, that they are expecting him to return to Washington after the aborted attempt to return to Honduras. So we kind of, you know, this is, you know, the Obama administration guy, Zelaya is. You know, we're going to help him out, we're supposed to help him out to go back to Honduras and retain his power or retain his presidency, where so he can be president, you know, forever, just like Chavez is doing right now. Is that really democracy? Is that really where we're heading right now? Is that the United States actually will help him? I mean, is that really what's going on? I mean, I think so. That's really what's going on. I mean, what is it? Maybe. Who knows? I mean, is that what Obama wants? I mean, is that what the President Obama wants to, like, maybe he would like to learn from Zelaya's tactics on how to become the president for the rest of his life? I mean, I don't know. That was just speculation. I don't know. It's just theory. I don't know why we're helping him. I don't know why we, you know, we're not listening to why he was exiled or why he was kicked out. So, they have an office. So, he'll try landing in Honduras again instead. In Honduras again. I think he's gonna maybe parachute down out of nowhere. Then he just show up out of nowhere. Hey, I'm here. So Mussolini, the Honduras current president, now said that they would allow Zelaya to land when the former president was ready to turn himself into a warrior so he can go to jail or prison. So he wanted to, you know, quietly. Not before then. Everything will be okay. You know what they say, boy, you don't.
brothers and sisters. Land of earth, brothers and sisters. Rise up to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Rise up, earth, brothers and sisters. Rise up to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Rise up, earth, brothers and sisters. Rise up to the Lord, brothers and sisters. Rise up, earth, brothers and sisters. Rise up.
What do you know? Another technical difficulties of the day. That's twice now, twice in a row. Well, we have four technicians in, around my studio and trying to fix that problem. So I do apologize. Let me apologize. I'll make it up to you by standing on my head. I'm doing that right now. See, I'm really sorry. Anyway, let's move on. What are we talking about? Oh, the Honduran Solanian. So, I forgot what I was going to talk about that. But let's move on, shall we? Because I think that's kind of what bored the system is we're talking about Honduras and what's going on over there. Anyway, the movie what we're going to talk about is the Ice Age 3. Yeah, my kids love that. They would love that Ice Age 3. So if you want to call 347-884-8125, supposedly in that movie, they have, you know, the evolutionists and scientists are crying out and saying that they're putting mammoth and dinosaur in the same, and doesn't they do not coexist back in the day. They did not coexist. So, what say you? Or you can call 347-884-8125. Hey, join me in the chat room. People in the chat room, hello to Nate Mathis, Pinto, and Winston Pitts. Did I say that right? Yeah. Thanks for coming on the Fernando Poniente show. What seems to be the issue? Well, the phone. The phone is the issue, man. Kept dying on me. You know, that's what happened if you have a three-year-old cordless phone. I don't know where it came from. I think that's from the dollar store. I bought that for like 50 cents, you know. But that's what happened. So if you want, you know, if you want your phone to last, don't get a 50 cents cell phone or, you know, cordless phone. See, my technician is trying to do whatever the can't you reuse it. I'm using my cell phone right now, so bear with me if it's getting, you know, a little crackly, because I know they tend to do that. You know, see, I don't have the network. So, really? Is that right, Nate? The show kept stopping on your end, but it seems to be for everyone. Wonder what's going on. You know, I can't even open. My cell phone, it's dead. See, I'm getting text messages right now, but it's dead. I don't know if it's just like cell phone's dead, cordless dead. Now I'm getting texts and I can't even read them. See, it's got to be some kind of a frequency just came down on my top of my roof or something. maybe it's like an invasion of a UFO, you know, Martians coming down, you know, and suddenly all my technology, you know, stopped working. So that's just, I don't like that. I do not like that. It's just, man, you know, it's maybe like some microwave frequency just went through the house. You know, maybe Iran and North Korea is testing their biological or weapons, you know, of mass destruction. You know, maybe you're all going to go crazy tonight. You know, hey, you know, my cell phone doesn't work. The thing is, the cordless stopped working and my cell phone shot. I don't know. You know, that's basically it. And I lost like maybe 10 minutes of my airtime. See, I should get a refund. Wait a minute, I didn't pay for this. Well, I should get a refund anyway, whatever that I paid. Well, I should get like 10 minutes of my time, you know. So, whatever. I'm really mad right now. So, hopefully Pinto will give us the good news later on tonight, on the sports, you know, besides, you know, what happened to Steve McNair, you know, that's tragic, but hopefully Pinto will give us good news. Also, Nate Mathis coming in, calling in later on, and give us some real estate updates on what's going on, and maybe some entertainment. Maybe, you know, he'll give us Hollywood scoop that we don't know, you know, because I know Nate Mathis is hanging out with Paris Hilton. So, you know, those should be good. Winston Pitts, glad to be here in the chat room. Glad you're here in the chat room. No, if you call Pinto, you will get something. Yeah, you'll get something. I'll give you something that you've been looking for. That's what I'm going to give you. But anyway, look at again, we're going to be talking about the some weird news. And, you know, I want somebody to call in and share some you know, information about Transformer 2, The Revenge of the Fallen, you know. I mean, I don't want you to, like, ruin it for me, but I just want you to, like, you know, tell me, you know, what you like and what's, you know, what you did not like or anything like that. So, and also, you know, any movies that you've probably seen in the past or recently, like, what you call it? What's that movie? With Johnny Depp in it. Is that Dillinger? Public Enemies or something like that? Yeah, Public Enemies. Yeah, let's go finish the show in the chat room, Pinto. It's not best. How are we going to do that? Yeah. Yo, I don't think it's going to work that way. Chat room is a chat room. But, hey, we're streaming now. You know, that's a plus. And also later on today, you know, Montauk Monster's Naked Papers, you know, hopefully he wakes up from all the partying last night. Because apparently they found another Montauk Monsters over there in the East Coast. And he might stop by. He said he might stop by and share that information with us here on the Fernando Pugliese Show. So I just remember something. So you ever get this and remember something? You're just like, So anyway. So that's what we're going to do. And we'll read some news for you so we don't feel left out. So let's talk about... So there's a wallet stolen in 1982 found in New York City tree. Oh, wow, since 1982. That's weird. So in New York, listen to this, guys. It says money doesn't grow on trees. Yeah, think again. And a supervisor of a tree care in New York City, you know, Grand Central Park, found an old wallet inside a dead one or a dead tree. Are you serious? Maybe like a squirrel, like, you know, got a hold of it, or stole it from the guy, but anyway. So the blue leather wallet has been stolen by a pickpocket, or 27 years ago. Well, yeah, that's quite a while. It's older than I am. No, really, I'm 34, I'm older than that. He was found in a hollow of a dying cherry tree. He was near where Ruth Bendick had her swiped while she was watching New York City Marathon in 1982. So she was there when the guy, you know, stolen in 1982 when she was watching the New York City Marathon and got swiped. And it went to a tree. Maybe a tree swiped it. So a 69-year-old Upper East Side resident says the only thing missing was $20 in cash. Her credit cards were still there, so were her student ID from Columbia University, Teachers College, and an employee ID from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. I think that was mine. That's weird, isn't it? That's just totally weird, because if you find something, if you, like, let's say you missed on 1982 and you found it, like, just recently, I don't know. What do you say about that? I don't know about that. So, see, my thing is acting up again. So, you know, all right. So he just means maybe because it's just a computer. Bear with me here. The screen just froze up again. Today's not the day for Fernando. For the Fernando Poniani show, it's not today. But I'll make it up to you somehow. I will make it up to you. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? It's 9:30 right now. 9:30, all we did was just, like, blabbering about something and trying to fix something. So what are we going to do, let's try. I'm gonna try something else, and if it cut off, I will be right back. I promise. Hold on just a second here. I'm going to try something else, and if it doesn't work. Here we go. Oh, look at that. Ha-ha. Welcome for the king coming in today. Who's coming in on the chat room and on the phone? Well, we have Wisdom's Pits coming in, also the 3448 coming in. All right, we'll start with 3448. You are on Fernando Poniente show. How you doing today?
This is Nate.
Nate, what's going on, dude?
I'm
having but nothing technical difficulties, man. Today's not my night. Tonight is not my night. I mean, it doesn't ever happen to you today? Is it just me or is it everyone?
No, I made the upgrade to the Internet Explorer 8 today, and then not realizing it would take down one of my necessary things I use to work my business. I had to wait until the update on the work website catches up to the update for the Internet Explorer. So I'm familiar with the technical difficulties today.
Yeah, exactly. It's so special with that. Yeah, Internet 8. And I use Mozilla Firefox and also Safari and Google Chrome. You ever use Google Chrome?
Uh-uh.
No? Google Chrome is faster, apparently, especially when you're surfing for porn. Just kidding. that was a joke. Your host does not do that, so I apologize. I don't want any hate letter. Never in the lifetime. But have you seen the Ice Age 3, Dawn of the Dead, or something like that? Dawn of what?
I have not seen it yet.
Have you seen the other two, right?
I've seen the other two. I'm sure with having kids, I'll have to go and take them to that soon. But
Prehistoric monsters, stuff like that. But apparently, it's a cartoon, but I don't know what the people are fuzzing about, especially the evolution is about, putting the, dinosaurs and woolly mammoths in there together. It says it doesn't really make sense. It's a fairy tale, people.
Right.
You know what I mean? They can put Superman in there for all I care. It's a cartoon.
Exactly. People just take things too seriously anymore.
It's a cartoon.
By every little thing, but...
What are you going to do,
What are you going to do?
Yeah. I'll put a hot freaking wax on them. But anyway, have you seen what about Transformer 2? Have you seen it?
No.
The monstrous robot, the Optimus Prime. I just downloaded ringtone for the Optimus Prime. He's like, Optimus Prime, roll out. And then he had, you know, he has this, like, sound effect. That's pretty cool. I thought it was awesome.
I did not get to any movies this past weekend, so I'm not good to ask about that.
But a couple of weeks ago, man, it was just, I think, you know, when you have girls like I do, you know, you ended up, like, watching, you know, I ended up watching Hannah Montana, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Up. The movie Up, that is a cool movie.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. I did take my kids to see that one, so I do know what you're talking about there. But
yep.
The other ones, no, not yet.
Not yet.
And when kids get into movies, they want to see, when we buy that on DVD, they're going to want to watch it 7 times in a row.
Right, exactly.
I already know it. It's going to happen. I'm just going to have to get over it.
Exactly. Let's get 7639 on the other line here, 7639. Go right ahead. Come on in.
Hi, I'm your co-host. I just called in. I heard somebody else's voice. Who's that?
Oh, that was Nate, the real estate guru, Nate.
Oh, okay. So you're asking more real estate questions, or?
Well, he's going to give us a real estate update here in a minute, and after that, we're probably going to have Pinto to give us a sports recap on what's going on in the sports industry. But when you're ready to go, Nate, go ahead, give us an update. Well, hold on a second. Let me do the thing for you, okay?
Okay.
Here you go. Here you go. Here's your intro.
Okay, for the bank rates update for this week, a 30-year fixed rate is at 5.34%, which is actually down from last week at 5.46%. A 15-year fixed rate is 4.86%, which is dead even with last week at the same rate. And then a 5-1 ARM is currently down at 4.56%, which is what it was last week, 4.79, so it is a little bit down, which is the third week in a row for that rate to go down. And for the interest rate on a 30-year fix, that would be the first week it's gone down in the last 5 weeks. So that's encouraging. I mean, obviously the buyers are out there getting things brought up. It was at 4% a while ago, but it's since gone up to 5. So I think the days of the 4% interest rate are maybe gone.
That is good news.
It is.
Isn't it? I mean, it's just like there's a lot of buyer out there. I mean, it's like, you know, I think it's looking up for me, man. You know, I was having technical difficulties today, earlier today, and now I get this, you know, real estate update, and it seems like, you know, I'm getting good news after that. You know, that's a good news. But we're going to have also Pinto, actually. 9957, are you on there? 9957, is this Pinto? Hey, Winston, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, me. What are you talking?
Yeah. Maybe Pinto's another one.
I don't know. But did you, I was wondering if you heard about any new developments on the McNair case. You know, since I live in Mississippi, I should keep up with this. You know, it's only fair.
Right.
But
give us an update, man.
But if they found out there's they are confirming that is a murder homicide. I mean, excuse me, a murder suicide.
Oh, you mean the lady?
Yes, that they have found out that she
shot him,
and then she committed suicide. And that's what I've been telling my viewers for the past 3 days. That's what I've been thinking about it.
So you were right all along.
Yes. But
it was only
fair because what set me off is because she had one bullet in the side of her head, and then she turned around, he had 3 bullets in front of his head. And the way they said it is, which they found blood prints leading up to the shooting, where she wasn't, it found blood prints walking towards the body and then walking inside the body, and which shot right there. I mean, you know, and they were thinking, oh, maybe she put the murder rep in there, some other person did, to say that it looked like it. We could have found out that they found tiny traces of blood print on the floor, so that what kind of set it off too.
Wow, that's
That's awful. That's tragic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Winston. We have 9928. I think this is Pinto. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I just caught the tail end of that. What was going on with that?
They found that it is a murder suicide. I'm just looking right now on ESPN.com/NFL, and you can look at the video, actually, of it. Yeah, that is considered a murder-suicide in that case.
You know,
what do you say to that, Pinto? I mean, do you see this coming? Did you see this coming?
You know, initially, everything pointed to that, but I didn't want to make, my actual guess until I knew a little bit more, but I'm shocked that this came to light, but I'm not shocked in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No?
It doesn't make any sense.
It does. It doesn't make sense, I'm just joking with you.
But I expected this, but I didn't want to, I guess, be proven right.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Now you ready to do, you're going to give us a sports recap, the good news?
Yeah, I really don't know how to segue into a sports recap after that.
Hold on, let me give you the intro. Hold on a second here, and this is, there you go, Pinto.
You always do great with those intros. I love it.
That is the trumpet. It's like my crew is just, they have their own trumpet here, and they just
I feel like I'm on the gold medal stand at the Olympics.
You should be, man. Go far away. What's the sports recap?
Well, got a couple things here. Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat guard, very good player. I mean, I guess you've heard of him, right? I guess everybody's heard of him, but right. Dwayne Wade says he's going to remain with the Miami Heat after the 2010 season only if the Miami Heat contend for an NBA title. Because 2010 has been a big talk for NBA free agency. That's when LeBron James is a free agent. That's when Dwayne Wade's a free agent. And I know I'm missing a few others, but it's going to be a big free agent market. So he said he's going to listen to Miami Heat, to be fair. It's to be fair to them. But if they do contend for a title, he will stay with Miami Heat. And this was from ESPN.com. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, he can't guarantee that. Who in the world says, I can't get my mind around that. What do you say to that, Don? I mean, well, Don, Dwayne Wade, Don?
What was that?
Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade! Do you know who he is?
No, but I am familiar with the Miami Heat.
All right, let's move on.
I have a comment, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, there's this guy named Alonzo Mourning. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him, but you probably have.
Right.
Well, he survived a very rare kidney disease, and he actually went to the Miami Heat because they were going to contend for a championship. I'm not sure if that's the same thing as a title. But he said he has played for other teams that they just seem like they didn't really care at all about, the title or the championship. So, I kind of understand that point of view that, maybe he feels that his years are coming to an end of basketball and he wants to win maybe one, or I don't know if he ever won any, but he probably wants to win a championship or title before he leaves. So I understand that point.
Okay, so you understand that point. Okay. Now, Nate Mathis, what do you say to this? Any comments?
No, sorry. I don't have any comments on that.
Okay. Winston, what do you say to that?
No comment.
No comment. Pinto, I have no comment. I'm sorry. Move on. Next topic, sports.
All right. We'll move on here real quick. I mean, you guys watched the Home Run Derby at all, Major League Baseball, before the All-Star game?
Yes, I did.
I have the National League representatives right in front of me here. Who's going to be there? Who is going to represent the National League? I'll spit it out. I have them right here, and it looks like actually all of them are first basemen. All of them are first basemen who are going to represent the National League. Of course, top of the list here is Albert Pujols. Ryan Howard, Prince Fielder, and Adrian Gonzalez. They will be the National League representatives for the Home Run Derby. So, and what do you guys, you guys into that? Is that exciting for you to watch? I mean, I love it. What do you guys think about the Home Run Derby?
Home Run Derby? Oh, my goodness. And it's just like, you know, I'm putting, I don't know, putting like all the greatest quarterback, you know, in a throwing session, you know? I mean, you know, who do you think, I mean, Adrian, what's his name again? I forgot his name.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, one of the Gonzalez there, yeah. I mean, he's not, I don't think, what's his RBI of this season, you know?
His RBI this season, I best guess, I'd say around 90, I'm not for sure, but around 90 RBI.
So I'm thinking the wrong kid then, the wrong guy. But anyway, I think it'll be exciting, man. It's just like being back in, like back in the Sammy Sosa. Remember the Sammy Sosa and all of them?
Oh, cool.
Right?
Of course, remember Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. And then they all find out 2 years later they all had steroids.
Yes. It's again, you know, I don't want to go on a, you know, a half hour rant about that, but it's just a shame. I'll just put it like that. And I do have one more thing to get to before I am done with the sports wrap. Randy Johnson,
what?
Big unit. He got like 7 foot tall. He is a monster of a man. He's gonna go on the 15-day disabled list. Pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. He strained his shoulder hitting, of all things. That's why I'm going for the DH rule in both leagues. Because
I think I think the pitcher should stay be like, you know, should stay be a pitcher, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Because a guy from my team, the St. Louis Cardinals, it's my team, I won't say that proudly. He got hurt from hitting, or at least running the bases. So I think the DH rule should be applied to both leagues. I really do.
Exactly. I agree with you, Pinto, 100%. That is my friend. That is. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's all I got, buddy.
That's all you got? Well,
I got, man.
I don't know. Are you going to protect the Fernando Poniente show? You know what I mean? This, you know what I mean? Something like, let's welcome back everyone in here.
I wanted to ask him, what was going on earlier with the issues?
Actually, it was a phone. So I was using the cordless phone and one dead. And I switched to other cell phone, and that one dead.
Wow.
And now I'm like third cell phone now. You know?
You're having bad
luck.
I was like, did you like break a mirror earlier today? It seems like you're having bad luck.
No, I ran into a black cat. And then, and then the crow
broke
landed
mirror
on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the crow landed on my head, and then there was a black guy. No, just kidding.
Back.
I don't know what happened. It's just, you know, a lot of things happened, but, you know, I didn't expect that to happen. But, you know, technical difficulties happen. It happened to you guys, right?
It happened
I'm not
to
the
me
only
just
one
this
here.
Last week.
Come on, make me feel better by saying this. Oh, yeah, that everyone's happy. It happened to everyone.
It happened to everybody.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I feel so much better. I feel so much better. Now, I want to talk about this couple things here. Apparently, they say authorities removed 42 tons of trash from a property in New York. Do you believe that? 42 tons of trash on a property. This is happening in Mastic Beach, New York. So a father and son are facing almost $20,000 in fees and fines after New York authorities said they removed, get this, about 42 tons of trash from their property. Brookhaven town officials said they took away tires, car parts, hoses. I thought it was horses, but it was hoses. And other trash, about 85,000 pounds in all, piled up in the residential lot in Mastic Beach. And how much crap do you have? You got a 42 tons of trash in your property. I mean, what do you say to that, Nate? I mean, would that improve your real, if you try to sell your house, your property,
that
you have 42 tons in there?
Would that improve your house or your neighbor's houses? That would definitely take down the value.
So the whole community is just like, you know, if you have like 42 tons of trash in your garage or your property here, so the whole community is going to be affected for that? I mean, affect, you know, I mean, You know what I mean?
Everyone that lives around that house is going to be affected by that because it takes down the rent, the value of their house, because people will be like, I'm not buying your house with that next door.
Yeah, but it's 42 tons. It's like...
That's like a rare thing.
You know, I mean, more like, you know, I'm going to go in there. Is that 42 ton of garbage, of crap right there? I'm going to buy that house next to that. Because you never know what you're going to find in there. What do you think of that, Don, 42 tons of trash? And, you know, I mean, would you, if, let's say, your neighbors start accumulating 42 tons of crap and stuff in their garage, I mean, or property, would you say, would you complain to authorities?
Well, it would depend on, like, what, how big their property is. If they own, like, 100 acres of land and they have a small section, like, designated to, like, a junkyard, then that would be different. But if it's just, like a city lot, and then there's, like, you know, 42 tons. So I think it would have to do with the property size.
Well, that's 42 tons, man. That's, like...
Yeah, 42 tons, I
don't care.
That's, like... No, I don't want to affect that.
Well, that's like 40. That's like 45 of Rosie O'Donnell's. What do you think about that, Winston?
Horrible. That's how much our town uses in a year. Actually, small town Taylorsville. Yes, it is. That's how much we use. They probably a year.
The whole town?
Yes, the whole town.
Oh my God. Hey, what about you, Pinto? I know you crap more than that, but what 42 tons in the. The property. What do you think's in there? Freaking sledgehammers and wrecking balls.
You know, say like 42. Okay, crap. I think it's double.
You cutting off, dude? What are you using? Are you in Verizon?
Who, me?
All right. No. I'm talking about Pinto. Pinto.
Oh, are you talking about me? You're kind of breaking
man.
Up a little bit, but not much.
Yeah. That's breaking out. No, Winston, you're pretty clear, and Nate and Dawn, you guys are pretty clear. I think Pinto is using a
singular.
Singular. Let's move on. There you go. Or using one of those things that you wind, you know? It's probably using that. It's probably somewhere in the cave on there just winding up. Now, we'll move you know, once you you're going to have to come back, Pinto. Come back to us.
I'm here. I had to straighten things out here a little bit.
Oh, okay. Now you're back. Now you cut off on that. You're saying something about you got 42 tons of what?
Well, as I said, you know, you asked, you know, I know I crap 42 tons of crap, but I can tell you, I can do you one better. I can go double that.
You really?
I don't know how much crap.
Really double that is. I want to see that. I want to see that crap that you have in your property. You probably have like
a house that had 42 tons of crap by it.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a possibility. I mean, that's I don't know how you're gonna do it, but more power to you. More power to you.
Put in crap too.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't get my you know, mind around that 42 tons of crap.
I know, that's just tons of crap.
That's just tons. Huh. Well, what do you think about this guy? We got a couple minutes. I'm going to squeeze in a couple of things in here. Actually, there's a couple. They're charged of stealing a skunk from a pet store. I mean, for crying out loud, Randy's... You know, I mean, I've heard of stealing, like, you know, like bunny rabbits or, you know, snake, python, or anything like that. A freaking skunk? Why would you... So this has happened in Sarasota, Florida. The authorities said that they arrested two people connected to the theft of a baby skunk from a pet store. Sarasota County Sheriff says they reported that the skunk was stolen Wednesday from Animal Crackers Pet Store. The animal was valued at $400 for a freaking skunk. What do you think it is, Nate? I mean, a baby skunk would cost that much? $400?
What? How much?
$400 for a baby skunk.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it might cost so much for your deductible and your car insurance if you hit it.
Oh, there you go.
The tax
write-off. When you look at it, but it's not gonna stink up your place. I mean, it's like I think maybe the, you know, the stinkers removed or something. But so probably there's two people that are trying to steal that. So deputies said they arrested 21-year-old man on Thursday when he tried to return the skunk to the store.
Oh my God.
Deputy also picked up a 20-year-old woman while she was at work. The man, the deputy says, actually stole the skunk, was charged with grand theft, and the woman was charged and accessory to the grand theft. So how stupid can you be stealing a skunk? Who's this kid? Is that your kid, Pinto? Again, I told you, man.
I can't help it, man. These kids are unruly. I'm at my wit's end.
Let's meet Don. I know she has like 20 kids. So what was I going to say? Okay. Yeah. So the deputy has arrested a 21-year-old man on Thursday when he tried to return the skunk to the store. He stole it and is trying to return it. Or trying to get a refund or something? So what do you say to this, Winston? What do you say to this, Winston?
That doesn't make no sense. What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What do you think, Winston? Do you think he deserves to be in the dumbest criminal book?
I don't think he'll last in there if he keeps this up. He won't last in jail that long. He probably about to leave him on like he is. He'll find somebody.
That's right. That's right. He's probably returning. This one stinks. Pinto, what do you? I don't know if you've stole the. You know, a lot of pets in the pet store one time. I remember you stole a guinea pig and trying to stuck it in your pants. But, I mean...
Really?
Skunk? Yeah.
You confirm this.
Remember back in the day when we were in Vietnam and, you know...
Yes, as I was old, I'm old enough to remember Vietnam. Yeah.
So, what are you saying? What are these people thinking? Why skunk?
You know... When you said he went to go to return it after he stole it, I'm thinking he realized what he did was wrong a little too late. So I wanted to address the question of, is he the dumbest criminal? Yes, he is. Why realize he did something wrong after the fact?
I don't know. It's got to be smoking something. You know, maybe we can come. It's got to be, man. It's just, man, why you want skunk and then, you know, you're trying to return it? Yeah, that you were earning medal for that. You were earning medals for that, so I don't know. Well, we're about running out of time here. Nate, what do you have to say? Anything else on the Madison area real estate? What's going on there?
Yeah,
besides the good news you gave me.
In the last 2 weeks, there has been 1,062 new listings that came onto the market and 734 that have moved into the sold status.
Oh,
and,
wow.
May 29th of 2009, the FHA did approve the $8,000 tax credit to be used as a down payment. So I wanted to update on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Pinto, what do you think what's going on in the future for the Cavaliers? You know,
the Cavaliers, stay with the acquisition of Shaquille O'Neal, give him the push to the NBA. Oh, King James get his first thing.
You think so?
I think so. I do.
All right. All right. I think I smell a bet on that one. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I think so. I smell a bet.
So anyway,
yeah. Winston, what's up with the what's your next show, man?
It's gonna be what ticks you off. It's gonna be within the next 2 minutes. 1 minute, actually.
Oh, what should take you off? I'll definitely give you a call, man. I'll give you a call. Because, well, you know what takes me off? It's the freaking technical difficulties, all right? We're in the freaking 21st century.
I know.
You and me both.
You hear me? You hear me? 21st century. We should not be able to. I mean, NASA, when they fly people out there, they don't have technical difficulties.
Well,
maybe
in
once in a
while.
They are tragic. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. But anyway, Don... Last word. Oh, yeah, you're muted. I'm sorry. 10 seconds. Done. Go ahead. Last word.
Okay. Anything you need, go to shoppingsuperhighway.com, except for real estate. That's the only thing you really can't get through our website, pretty much.
What?
All right. Okay. ShoppingSuperHowie.com. This show is brought to you by Shopping Super Howie. Thanks, Nate, for stopping by. Thanks, Pink Toe, for that. for whatever you did. Yeah, the sports recap and all that. Winston, thanks a lot for stopping by. Join Winston of BlockTalkRadio.com next. This is upcoming next to BlockTalkRadio.com. Winston, what's your number, man?
That is 347-826-9009, the number, and it's on in 27 seconds.
In 27 seconds, we'll switch right on to Winston. I'll see you all there, and next show would be on Wednesday. I'll stop by again. Nate will do the real estate update. Also, Pinto, I don't know if he can do it. Sports recap. Once again, thanks for dropping by. See ya. Peace.